You're listening to Simply Grace, a collection of meaningful thoughts, ideas, and interpretations of the gospel we hope you will find inspiring and thought-provoking. Delivered from the foothills of the beautiful San Gabriel Mountains, Grace Lutheran Church in Upland, California, has been serving the community of faithful for more than 50 years and is headed by the Reverend Wesley Mankey. For more information, or if you would like to make a donation, please visit graceupland.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Simply Grace.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning, and let us pray. Holy God, we know that wind can be powerful and even dangerous, but also by wind and air you give us breath and life. So help us to accept your gift, to forgive ourselves and others, and to live creatively in your breath of life. Amen. Well, I like to camp. One time in high school, a group of friends and myself went camping down Dry Creek Road. Now, if you remember last week, I said it was down Dry Creek Road that once upon a time my pastor also lived. Well, where we went camping would have been past that, deeper into the Coconino National Forest. We turned right down a dirt road that led to Devil's Bridge and Volte Arch. We didn't go too far down the dirt road, as some of the people in our group of friends didn't have off-road vehicles. There was a nice place to camp and pull off the road not long after it dipped down into a wash and turned quickly to the right. There was a bluff right there where the Jeep tours liked to stop at sunset and let the tourists take pictures of Cox Comb and Doe Mountain and even further down Kasner Mountain. It was a nice place where people would get married with picture-perfect shots. We were on the northern slope of Thunder Mountain, and because it was somewhat protected from the sun, the trees grew up particularly sturdy and abundantly there. Arizona cypress with smooth bark and translucent green bunches of fir needles. But of course, shaggy bark juniper, the truly dominant tree of Sedona, together like sisters and brothers and cousins spread out over the landscape, twisting in the dry heat and the soft red earth. The camp spot we were headed to was adjacent to this popular bluff, and it also had some good views. We parked around the bottom of it and carried up our tents, our bedrolls, firewood, and water. At least one person in our group did have a four-wheel drive truck, and they enjoyed driving to the top and parking because they could. Seems like that's a big part of being a teenager, an adolescent, doing things because you can. Well, after the sun had set and the Jeeps had left, We felt like we had the place to ourselves. The fire was easily built. But as darkness fell, the wind came up. It began to blow stronger and stronger. So much so, enough of us had experience camping that we were worried. The wind blew so hard that we feared sparks would whip out into dry grass or shrubs. It was cold in the wind too. So cold that you had to get close to the fire, so close that the front of you was hot while the back of you was icy cold. So what could we do? You know, nobody knew more about camping than the Hebrew people when they left Egypt after the Exodus. At first, they didn't know anything about camping. They'd cry out to God and Moses, complaining that slavery was better than this freedom. At least in slavery, they could eat their fill from the flesh pots. What kind of a freedom was this that they had now that they had to eat bugs and dirt in the desert? But as the years went by, the people got better and better at camping. Moses learned too. At first, he tried to manage everything all by himself, but as time went on, he realized he needed help. He needed to delegate. He couldn't manage leading everyone on his own. It was killing him from stress. Finally, 70 elders were selected among the tribes and the clans and the families, representatives. But something went askew. A cloud settled over the tent of meeting. The time and place had been arranged to ordain these leaders. But just as this happened, a wind whipped up. And the Spirit of God that was to settle on these carefully collected 70 blew sideways. And instead of the power being centralized, two people, unlikely characters, Eldad and Medad, they didn't have enough sense to be at the right place at the right time, and yet the Spirit still blew and landed on them, right where they were, in the middle of the camp, with everyone else, babies crying, bugs cooking in a pot. And out of the middle of nowhere, they started prophesying, raw spiritual power flowing out of them, giving a word of the Lord right there for everyone to hear. Well, some people kind of freaked out. They went and they told Joshua. And then Joshua went and told Moses, stop them. But Moses smiled. You can imagine him being like a chef who had just carefully broken 68 eggs to make an omelet. And miraculously to the side, two eggs had cooked themselves into eggs Benedict. Moses just smiled and said, would that all the Lord's people be prophets. Air is the key ingredient. What is the Holy Spirit besides breath? Without breath, we die. A person can live days, weeks, and months without food. They can live a few days without water. But without air, we can only live a matter of minutes. As we are all painfully aware because of the death of George Floyd. And the rage, the tumult, the demonstrations, and in some cases, the rioting that has ensued. In our gospel reading this morning, it takes us back to Easter Sunday, 50 days ago, that we were celebrating. Jesus comes into the upper room where the disciples had been, and he breathed on them the Holy Spirit. He gave them breath. And with that breath, he said, whatever you forgive is forgiven, and whatever you retain is retained. He gave them his power. The only way to find new life is through forgiveness. Forgiving ourselves first for the sins we have committed. Humbly repenting and asking God for forgiveness and to change our ways. It's the power that Jesus gave us on this Pentecost, on his resurrection, and even back in the time of Moses, God's Spirit poured out on us. Forgiveness is powerful. When the Holy Spirit fell anew on Pentecost some 2,000 years ago, it looked like fire spreading on top of people's heads. Tongues of flame dancing and enlightening on everyone who was there and enabling them to speak in different tongues, languages from around the world. People were there from Africa, Asia, Europe, the Middle East. Pretty much the whole world was there. Besides the New World, which wasn't discovered by those empires, North and South America, and Oceanic Islands. But who knows? Like Moses said, would that God's Spirit fall upon all flesh, on all continents, all peoples, loved by God and elected and endowed with the Spirit to testify God's words of truth. Each tribe and nation and culture being endowed with God's spiritual gifts to speak God's words of truth. Happy birthday, church. You were born in wind and spirit. You were born by spirit that inspired visions, dreams, and prophecies inside and outside of the camp. The church is not a centralized authority. Structures can't hold us, but we transform them. Transformation is needed still today. Hearts have been frozen by pain and sometimes hate. Minds have been closed because of injury and trauma, dominated at times by fear. Souls have been troubled with anger and rage. We need the Holy Spirit now more than ever to transform and heal our hearts and minds and our souls. It's why at the beginning of the service we sing, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on our cities, on our streets. Have mercy on men and women who put on uniforms to serve and protect us. Give them your Holy Spirit to use their power with love and humility. Holy God, we need your Holy Spirit on all of our neighbors, especially our neighbors who have suffered unjustly. Show us that by your Spirit you can make us one, that you can overcome our differences to imagine an even better world made after your image. What lies before us in this moment is not, it's not a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's not. It's a once-in-a-generation moment to renew our world, to renew church, school, government, business, economy, family. And in order to renew and transform, we need vision. We need dreams and prophecies. It was Martin Luther King Jr., of course, who said, "I have a dream." God's Spirit is what enables us to dream. We don't know if the world is going to go back to normal, whatever that was. It seems that perhaps some things are changing that might just be different from here on out. But we're not totally broken. The Spirit is moving. Visions, dreams, and prophecies will and are emerging from all of God's people. This is a time to innovate and think creatively. Like Moses calling the 70, we need unlikely leaders. We need Eldads and Medads who didn't make it to the official meeting and yet were still touched by the Spirit. We need youth and seniors. We need black and white and brown. We need all God's people. We need dreams. Wind and fire is not something to take lightly. When I was in high school camping in the Coconino National Forest, we contemplated putting the fire out altogether. What purpose would it serve to have a fire shooting sparks sideways into the forest, not warming us up, but burning everything down? Then someone had an idea. They said, "Let's put up a tarp." A tarp? Are you kidding? By the fire? Are you crazy? I think I was the one that said that, the most skeptical. But this friend of mine turned on their heel and walked from the fire straight into the wind and saw that there were two giant Arizona cypress with the smooth bark. And they said, "Right here, let's tie a tarp between these two trees." We dug through all of our stuff and we found the two biggest tarps we could find. We attached cords to each of the grommets. The first tarp, we started off tying to the base of the trees. Then those of us who were nimble and agile climbed the trees and began to tie off the tarps as high and as high as we could go. And when the job was done, it looked ugly. It was the saddest thing you had ever seen, like some kind of an amateur sailboat with a sail billowing, flapping in the wind. But the crazy thing is that it worked. It was far enough away not to get hot. And it deflected the wind just enough so that when you stood by the fire, the flames no longer whipped sideways. They just danced straight up, the occasional spark going up and falling down ever so gently. It got the job done. And we were able to spend the night looking up at the stars, dreaming about our future, like our graduates who we are recognizing and celebrating today, even with so much challenge in the world. So many things to be concerned about. We have a generation rising up who's not alone, but they're connected with their seniors and their ancestors and younger ones looking up at them, a generation who we are in this together, sharing a vision, asking God to give us new vision and new dreams so that we can face the challenges of today, not divided, but dreaming together surviving the cold night and the, at times, the brutal wind. And maybe, just maybe, with the right vision, we can continue on our journey together. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this weekly offering of Simply Grace. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast, and if you would like to help us in our effort to serve the community, please visit graceupland.org and click Give. Thank you for listening, and we hope you join us again.